Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, out there in the big rigs. Also to our mail, bulk mail haulers out there, taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. Thank you very much, Felix and your crew. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys. That would be Tom and company hauling the gas and the diesel, getting it to the point of destination. So we have fuel to be able to operate today. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And now we're on Instagram as well. You can find us there, all those, by using the word at Captain's America to find us. That's Captain's America, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Alrighty, there you go. Now to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning to you, and welcome back.
Good morning.
Now, I asked you this question, and I think we said that it probably didn't happen, but the House was scheduled to vote last night on limiting the U.S. weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, and I don't believe they did that.
Well, in 2019... So the press are bringing this again forward, and it doesn't look like the vote has happened to get to the floor. But that doesn't mean that it has any leg to have those. I don't think it's one to necessarily fret.
Okay, we've got Bagham and Bob on the phone line. So, Mr. Bagham and Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, sir, Ken. On these people that were harassing the federal judges in their homes.
Yep.
There was quite a few of them. They did not, the police or the prosecutors, Justice Department, I should say, rather, decided not to prosecute them or enforce those laws. Now, I know the Maryland Police Department did decide to go back and enforce.
They are going to arrest them if they violate the law. That's the message from the Maryland police in front of these judges' houses, yes.
Right. The question I want to ask Denise is, The Justice Department, I don't exactly know who's in charge of the Justice Department, but couldn't they, since they are knowingly not prosecuting a crime that they know is being committed, be prosecuted for not doing that and not living up to their duties? All right, that's it.
Okay. Now, you know, Denise, it dawned on me when we were talking about the federal protesting and whatnot, there are trespassing laws local trespassing laws that they could be charged with, because these people have been up on the sidewalk, which technically in some states your property goes out to the curb, not just the sidewalk that runs across your property.
Well, there's always any, so that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So, but that wouldn't be the federal. So you heard his question, so what do you think?
We should at any begin to repeat what the Democrats kept saying and the media kept saying day after day, hour going into the impeachment of Trump. Nobody's above the law. Huh. Well, obviously, a whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C., they're above the law. At least of which are these people that are Paul Pelosi and his DUI charge, those that are in New York, especially was with the bodega owner had stabbed, because she stabbed bodega.
All right, you're kind of muffling up on me here. I don't know what's going on, but you suddenly got muffled up there. Can you move around or something?
Yeah, I think it's weird. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that was muffled, whatever you said, but I caught the last word. All right, try.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yes, I can. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's better. That's much better. Okay, well, yeah, can you hear me now? you know, we got the inflation report yesterday, and nobody is surprised to hear what it was. In June, U.S. consumers spent more on virtually everything amid the persistent inflation. This came, of course, from the data of Bureau and Labor Statistics. Now, the one surprise was I heard them talking about 5.8, 5.9 on the consumer price index. It actually went to 9.1, and a lot of people said that in some areas it was as high as 10.7, depending on what you were talking about. And wait a minute, we'll have to wait to talk about that before we come back here with this break that's coming up. So I'm going to put Denise on hold, and folks, I will be right back with more, but we are going to talk about what the economy is doing to people in general. I'm hearing a lot from folks, and I'm sure Denise is too. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program, this segment, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance brings you this segment. They've been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. Plus, they'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV. Maybe you got a boat or an RV. They'll cover all of that. And where you really save the money, and I mean save the money, is when you bundle your homeowner's, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance onto your car insurance with Geico, you'll save a bunch of money. So, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and either take care of it right there on the website, or you'll get the name of the insurance agent over there where they're at, and you can go visit them and do the same thing. Geico. .com, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, what we were talking about there with the inflation and whatnot, we all know people that are in really bad shape, families in particular, people that had trips that they were going to make, people that had all sorts of things they were going to do, and they just plain don't have enough money to go do it. And prices across the economy are just up on year, whatever it might happen to be, whether it's airfare or groceries or used cars. For example, we found out yesterday that new cars went up 14% in the last quarter, and used vehicles went up another 7%. So that doesn't doesn't have a window to it yet.
I'm not as fretful over people that, you know, can't take their vacations and, you know, can't go buy a new car. What we should be fretting on are those that are kind of doing what the people in Venezuela are doing, the people that are going to meals a day, or they've changed up their diet completely because they can't afford meat. People can't pay their rent. Some fundamentals. And the ones that none of these the age group that nobody's really speaking about are senior citizens that live exclusively off of security.
Sure.
There's no these increases or bonuses or, you know, any of these kinds of pay changes. People that are not getting medical attention when they need it because they can't afford the whatnot. We have a misery in here out here. I don't think anybody is measuring yet the way they did.
Okay.
Administration that doesn't care for him.
Okay, let me go over to
fuel to cost gasoline.
Let me go over and pick up Ian here while we got enough time to do it. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Inflation. Right. I don't care what kind of numbers they're throwing out. They're lying. Here's my opinion. If you remember back around January, the first of the year or so, the Congress voted itself a pay raise. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, they gave themselves 21%. I don't know how it broke down along party lines. It doesn't matter. They got it. They got a 21% pay raise. Okay, now in a corrupt, as incestuous government as we have, they got a heads up on what the real inflation rate was, so they voted themselves a cola so they could keep up with inflation. So I'm telling you, it's 21% in my opinion. And not only that, we have shrinkflation too. Our portions and everything, our quantities are getting smaller. And one last statement before I go. Yeah, they don't care about the old people. They want to work us, and squeeze us until we're 65. And then they don't want to give us no Medicare, no Medicaid, no nothing. And they're bringing in scabs called illegal aliens to replace us. Welcome to the American Empire. Thanks, bye.
He's got a point there, but his biggest expense with the type of work that he does is gasoline. And gasoline in the last quarter was up another 69%.
Well, where we are currently revolves around oil. I mean, that's beyond dispute. But the consequences are widespread. It isn't just about transportation anymore. It's about not only personal spending of the individual, it's about the spending of the individual. And I don't think there's enough said about that. Across the country, and the power bills are exponentially. I mean, I don't know how people are supposed to, you know, they budget $200 a month their power bill, and yet it goes to $270 or $280 a month. How are they supposed to pay that kind of thing? How are they supposed to do the increase in medicines? How are they supposed to, you know, get themselves to a doctor if they can go and pay for those deductibles? I mean, it's not in a good place. We're destroying ourselves. Our enemies don't have to work too hard to destroy us.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go over here. We got Mel on the line. Mel, Saratoga Springs, go ahead.
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I have a question for Denise. Jack Maxey, what is it that you may know about this fellow? Mm-hmm. Perhaps you could let the audience know what Jack is doing and wants to do to these corrupt criminals that are ahead of our government and within the government. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, Jack Maxey is in a neutral country. He's in Switzerland. So he's there for really job protection. And he has actually hired people that are experts in their fields, cyber people, intelligence people, and that kind of thing, to go through all things with a Hunter laptop. And what he is doing is start similar things that are egregious, scary, fine, then he is releasing that to select people and select media to run with it. So when we hear the security breach or that a Biden crime family's got certain connections or certain things that are happening, a good bit of coming from Jack. He is communicating with those up on the Hill, meaning in the House and the Senate, that he feels that he can work with or will take an event or story and necessarily run with it, and not just a PR marketing thing, but more from a policy standpoint to see if we can't put so in 2023, after the midterms, we have places to go. We have an agenda to kind of fix all these wrongs, making the entire Biden administration a lumped up, not just Biden himself. So there's a good bit of work that's going on in the background. I've seen Jack Maxey. I've one of his work, but don't know him. I've got a very close friend. I know him exceptionally well and talk to him two or three times a day. So I'm able to kind of keep up with some work that Jack Maxey is doing when I ask those questions. But I would argue that some things are being held close because timing is everything in Washington, D.C. So when we come to the midterms, closer, there's going to be explosions.
Okay, we will talk to you tonight, so don't work too hard. It'll be Friday, and we'll see what happens at the end of the week and what Biden is up to, because by then we'll know that he's in Saudi Arabia talking to somebody. We'll see who the somebody is. All right, have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, 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 the website. Go there, check it out, see all the great things that she has to offer, and sign up for her daily newsletter. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Republican lawmakers are considering calling for the impeachment of Attorney General Merrick Garland. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio spoke to Fox News, citing a range of misconduct by the Justice Department as possible grounds for Garland's removal from office.
We now have the Department of Justice supporting the effort by the left to intimidate the United States Supreme Court. We have the key agency in the executive branch, a part of an effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of the government, our highest court in the land, by them failing to enforce the statute. That is frightening.
A lot of would-be home buyers are sitting on the sidelines. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports applications for loans to buy homes fell 4% last week and are down 18% compared to this time last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, check them out online. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
So let's start out with the two locations that National Aviation Academy has, where they will train you to become a highly paid and highly skilled and qualified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first campus is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And they're also in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, just a small city outside Boston, not very far away from Logan Airport. Just like over in Clearwater, they're not very far from the Clearwater Airport, and actually have a hangar at the Clearwater St. Pete Tampa Airport. So that being said, what you want to do is after you check them out on the web, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, after you've done that, you want to call them up and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour of either one of those campuses I just told you about. You'll be able to go there. You'll be able to talk to not only the students, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors. You'll also be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans. And by the way, military, don't forget, your military benefits are welcome there, your GI Bill. If you haven't used your GI Bill in education, then obviously you'll be taken care of 100%. But if you've used your GI Bill somewhere along the line for something else, they'll tell you how much you've got left and how much you would have to, say, acquire by borrowing the commercial way by getting a student loan. And you'll know all that information, and they'll help you with that. So that's what they do, and they do that for everybody, civilian or military. So there you go. NAA.edu. Take the tour by calling 800-659-2080. And don't forget, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Mass., where the campuses are, so you can take the tour. Now, the Navy has identified the Carl Vinson sailor who died aboard ship. He was Information Systems Technician, Second Class, Darren Collins, 22 years old, who was found unresponsive Sunday morning on board the Carl Vinson. In addition, the Army Futures Command released its 2022 Medical Modernization Strategy, which earlier this month outlined the future plans for the Army health care, which will be implemented by the year 2035. Now, a woman was charged with posing as a sick Marine vet to go out and collect money at different places in her travels. And she even went so far as to have a Marine uniform that she wore at public events. She purchased a replica of a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star that she put on the uniform that she wore, never having served a day in the Marine Corps. I know the Marines are hot about that one. By the way, at Fort Hood, some soldiers acted very quickly to help save a trooper's life. That's a Texas state trooper. And kudos to them where they were able to do that. Their training kicked in and they did what they had to do. So there you go. Now, I don't know if you heard about this one, but I just found out about this. A C-17 Loadmaster-led crew, you know, those are the big planes that were flying in and out of Kabul. A C-17 Loadmaster led the crew through an onboard bomb threat during the Kabul evacuation. "Do exactly as we say," said Staff Sergeant Duncan Cobley. You heard over his radio. "Do not let anybody know that we know that there is a possible threat." And there was. And these individuals thwarted that threat. Now, we don't know a lot about what went on, but we do know that this came from the Air Force Times, and to read more about it, you can go over there. Of course, the story is titled C-17 Loadmaster Led Crew
through onboard bomb threat. Now, I'm sure some of you remember seeing the movie Guardian, The Guardian, which was a story about the Coast Guard and a legendary rescue swimmer who still lives in the minds of some, or some of the heroics that are still going on. But AST number two, that's AST two, that's his rank, second class rescue swimmer, Joshua Carlson, enlisted because he wanted to do something exceptional with the Coast Guard. Well, he got a chance. According to an article in the Navy Times, this Coast Guard rescue swimmer saved nine people in a disabled boat from freezing to death. Nine people. And kudos to Seaman Carlson for the work that he did. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take a look at that article. I'm sure that that's a real winner. By the way, South Korea's new top general, General Kim Sung-kyum, the new chairman of his nation's Joint Chiefs of Staff, made his first visit Tuesday to the largest U.S. overseas military base in South Korea. He said that we have a blood bond with our brother and sister U.S. troops. That's good to know. That's very good to know in the climate that we currently live in, with so many that are trying to stick it to us along the way, that South Korea is there for us. Also, American and German service members teamed up in this Rhine River town, known for its panoramic views, and the nearby Lorelei Rock to clear forest debris and protect residents from potential flooding. Worked together on that project, and kudos to them for doing that. Another great job by the U.S. military and our allies in Germany. And by the way, speaking of Germany, hello to Maria in Germany. I hope you're doing well over there, Maria. Now, Ukraine's military says that it's destroyed a Russian ammunition depot in the southern city of Novokakhovka, killing dozens of soldiers in an attack apparently involving U.S.-supplied missiles. Well, that's a good thing there, too, because we know that they hit a couple of the Ukrainian positions, the Russians, that is. So, as they say, payback is hell. And they got a little payback on that one. Now, well, I hear the music coming up, but I'll make this real quick. There's going to be some pay bumps to counter some suicides in Alaska and on ships in the yard. We'll see what happens there. A little extra money to make sure that nobody does anything stupid. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, everybody. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, this Saturday, I'll be at their first show ever at the Strawberry Festival Grounds in Plant City. Now, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. The gun show goes for 2 days, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. There's over 16,000 square feet of firearms that'll be on display, ammunition, knives, outdoor equipment, and a whole lot more. Plenty of new gun dealers, plus private sellers with outstanding antiques and collections, too, something the other shows just don't have. Now, this will be the biggest Two Guys Gun Show in years and the first ever in Plant City. For vendor information, you can call Guy at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. Remember, this Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3. And again, I'll be at the show Saturday, so come on by. I'll be easy to spot because we're going to have the big radio set up with a big display with us. Lots of free stuff will be given away, too, by the way. Location will be at the festival grounds in the Tico Expo Hall on Oak Avenue in Plant City. That's the Two Guys Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday. Come on out and see all the great stuff they got. And it is a family-friendly event. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
A lot better than I think some of these people today that may want to jump off the roof of a building or something. I mean, my God, inflation hit a 9.1% new 40-year high in June.
Well, I mean, listen, I think, quite frankly, I think most people, you know, whatever the number is, they're feeling it on a regular basis. So, you know, the release of the number yesterday doesn't make anybody feel worse. I mean, the real wages for Americans are down, by almost 5% because of inflation. So whatever raises people have gotten are basically getting gobbled up, by the big inflation monster. And you want to take a look at inflation. Inflation is a tax. That's what it is. Costs everybody more money. And everybody's feeling it at this point in time. But again, this is, it's not a black swan. This isn't a surprise by any stretch of the imagination. You've been listening to me. Listen, we come on your program. We've been talking about this for a very, very long period of time and what was coming. And, you know, again, you can handle it in different ways. And, you know, I think that maybe it's peaked to some degree. We're seeing commodities prices come down and certain things come down. And I think there's going to be a bit of a bullwhip effect with sales coming around the corner. That being said, you kind of take a look at things and you say to yourself, you know, where can I make cutbacks? Where can I save a little bit of money here and there, get things under control, whether you be a business or whether you be a household, because you want to come out of the recession stronger than you were going in. And, you know, that to me is the key. That's how you handle these things.
Well, listen to this. On the energy front, fuel oil, we're talking about fuel oil, this is the stuff you put in your furnace, exploded by 98.5%. Gasoline surged 59.9%. Electricity costs picked up 13.7%, and propane and kerosene inched up 26.1%, along with new vehicles that surged another 11.4%, and used cars and trucks climbed 7.1%. Now, your clothing apparel went up 5.2%, and shelter, which, of course, are apartments and places to live, climbed 5.6%.
Well, I mean, everything, Matt, is going on. You're talking about all of these things, and this is the reality. And quite frankly, you mentioned fuel oil. It's going to be much higher. At the rate we're going, you know, you could be talking close to, you know, $6 for fuel heating oil. I mean, it's going to be very, very expensive unless it's dealt with, and we're just not dealing with it. You got the president in Saudi Arabia. What the hell is that going to do? It's not going to do anything, you know, not to mention the fact that, you know, okay, you pump more oil out of the ground. What are you going to do with it? You got to refine it somewhere. So there's a myriad of issues that have to be dealt with, and they're just not. And the president does not want to upset the unions. He doesn't want to upset the green lobby, and he's, you know, sticking with what he's been sticking with. You know, that's what people voted for, unfortunately.
No, and tell me I'm wrong, but I believe because we have so much LPG that we should be selling that on the open market because we can't use it all. We should be selling that on the open market as fast as we can get it out there.
Oh, no, we are selling the liquefied natural gas. Obviously, we're sending a lot of it over to Europe. I mean, you think our situation is bad. I mean, Germany, their country might get shut down. I mean, literally, their country might get shut down. Industries might have to shut down. They're already planning to having, like, heating stations inside stadiums and big buildings in the wintertime because it's just how bad it is. I mean, that is the reality. That's what is going on around the world, and it's just because of the elites, quite frankly, really not knowing what the hell, you know, they're doing, even though they say that they do.
Now, the Montgomery County, Maryland police officers, police department, said that they are going to begin, as of today, enforcing the protest laws against the justices' homes. Now, this is being done after some major disturbances have taken place over the past couple of days, and things have kind of stepped up a little bit. The cops have said, okay, this is it, enough's enough, and they're going to start arresting people.
Well, I mean, they should have done this from the get-go. I don't know why you got to let things get out of control. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you go and ask her, you know, Supreme Court justice. I mean, listen, you know, people, you might not like a decision. There's been plenty of Supreme Court decisions that I haven't been thrilled with in my life, but this is the system that we're in. What do you think, they're going to go back on what they're doing because you're protesting at their house? You know, understand what the ruling is, and if you want to change the laws in your state, you know what you can do? You should be going after your local legislators and you know, asking them to do something about it. I mean, this is how the whole thing works. I mean, we've got a country of idiots out there that just like to do nothing. They like to yell and scream and hit like buttons and wave flags and wear crazy hats and put ribbons on and all nonsense and not complete a damn thing.
Now, what the heck is going up there in New York with that DA, that Manhattan DA, who is being described as being out of whack in the Bodega murder case?
Out of whack? I mean, that's you're putting it mildly. It's insane. You know, well, we just released two Mexican drug cartel members with $2 million worth of meth, but a guy defending himself, working behind the counter, doing, you know, what Americans should do, work hard, defending himself behind the counter, stabbing someone, kills a perpetrator that came after him, he's getting charged with murder. This is New York today. This is what you get.
Unfortunately, yes, you are right. Now, Joe Biden is over in Saudi Arabia. He started out, he's not in Saudi Arabia, sorry. He's over in Israel. And the first step off the airplane and the first few words that he had to say, he absolutely did it again, open mouth, insert foot.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point in time, it's, you know, everybody, a lot of coverage of this, but again, it's, you know, did you expect anything else? And it should be more of a surprise that he goes somewhere and doesn't, you know, have a verbal gaffe, quite frankly. So, you know, it's just par for the course for Biden. I mean, you know, it's almost like you could expect it.
By the way, I know you'll be happy to know that that the House passed a government system to make UFO reporting easier.
Oh, great. Glad to see we got that done. We're fantastic. You know, we can't handle get out, you know, PPP loans, unemployment, can't get the tax returns filed properly. But, you know, you can at least report on UFOs in case you happen to see one.
Yeah.
Tax dollars, folks. Your tax dollars.
And guess who's going to be in my backyard today?
What's that?
Guess who's going to be in Tampa today?
Who's that?
Kamala Harris is going to be over at MacDill talking about abortion for the military.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they can't wait to hear her speech. I mean, they're going to find things for her to do. You know, so, again, you know, let's just send her somewhere. I mean, come on, please, give me a break. No one's paying attention.
Yeah. Well, they might be to a certain degree, but nobody that knows anything is not paying attention because she doesn't have anything to offer to the mix. All right, I got the music coming up here. So I will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, see all the great things that he has to offer. And, of course, his show is heard on many of these same stations, and we're very happy to be part of that group that's in the mix. Don't go anywhere. Captain America Third Watch coming back after the top of the hour with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.